On December 12, 1983, greatness was born. That greatness was named Jonathan Bartholomew Rhodes. Jonathan Rhodes rose up to the ranks of the horror podcast world when, back in late 2012, he teamed up with fellow pedophile Michael J. Sankovich. Them together would form The Morbidly Made, which at times would garner as many as 4 listeners at once. They would go on to even achieve higher ranks, interviewing such no-names as Dick LeBlanc or Jojo Picano. You can hear their show weekly on thedevilseyes.com, which is notorious for ripping off articles, which is also ran by a guy who fucks children. But John Rhodes, who turns 31 today, we remember you as being the greatest podcast horror person that we can ever remember. We thank you for your great breakdowns of such movies as Texas Chainsaw Massacre and your unabashed love of The Evil Dead and the things you would do to an unconscious, tied-up Bruce Campbell cannot go unnoticed. John Rhodes, we say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, John Rhodes. Happy birthday to you. You despicable cocksucker.
Fuck you, Mike. Thank you guys for showing up. This is my birthday party. Welcome.
God damn it. We wasted the good surprise on you. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday. You're, what, 31 now? Shit.
Yes. You're 31 years old.
You're an old piece of shit. Wow.
Yeah, still younger than you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Got any plans? You got any plans for the birthday?
Actually usually keep it kind of simple. Gonna go have an awesome pizza, and I think gonna go to the movies.
Pizza? Oh, yeah. Hold on. You know what? It's a good thing you said that, and I'm sorry for jumping in here, but there's something that has to be addressed now.
What?
I saw something on Facebook, and I was gonna comment. It was a little back and forth between you and the girlfriend. I'm gonna tell you something, sir. If you go see the fucking pyramid, I'm going to fucking kill you.
No, I think I'm actually going to go see Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, nice.
Thank God. Don't see that piece of shit, the pyramid. It looks so fucking bad. I want to fucking shoot myself.
But here's the thing. Got to put a little spin on it. When we go to see Dumb and Dumber 2,
yes, sir.
Going to bring in mini bottles of booze. So I'm going to spike my large drink. And really enjoy Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
And are you still going to get a popcorn?
Of course. Dude, you can't go to the movies without getting a popcorn. I might even get nachos.
Oh, so now is the girlfriend cheating? I mean, not cheating, treating because it's your birthday?
Yes.
Ah. Nice. So definitely get nachos.
Well, last year, my present was... Silent Night, Deadly Night, but unfortunately there's no cool screenings around us right now, so Dumb and Dumber 2 it is.
Alright, well you should enjoy it. I mean, I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, I watched a bunch of trailers and I found it humorous, so why the fuck not, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
But, what am I doing? I'm John Rhodes, your host, and with me, as always, is the gimpy son of a bitch, Michael J., and creepy cool, Casey Cole.
Now, you realize in the last episode, you said Casey's name before mine, and then you put me as last. See, I appreciate that better, because that's how it should be, because I am the lesser of whatever, so.
Well, I'm not going to argue.
Oh, you're not. Whatever, Mike.
I agree. I am the lesser of whatever, and I always like myself to be last just because it's fun that way.
Okay.
I will remember that.
Yes,
Mike
please
always
do,
goes last.
Yes. First to death, last to everyone, everything else. Let's do it. Yep.
Well, yeah, nature's already been trying to kill you off for years.
That's
I mean, Jesus Christ, man.
Yep. Damn right about that. Damn Skippy, sir.
All right. Well, let's jump straight ahead. What noteworthy movie have you guys seen recently? Yeah, we're going to stick a little bit with the status quo, but
a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. A
little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Okay. You guys go ahead, because I haven't watched anything.
Oh, yeah, I figured you wanted to be last, and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go. I've been watching a lot of zombie movies lately, because, like, I admitted I've never seen Night of the Living Dead, so I finally watched that for the first time, and then I just finished Tom Savini's remake of it, which I fucking love. Mm. Like, I'm in love with it. So I don't know why I didn't watch it before, but it's awesome.
Yeah, Savini's Night of the Living Dead, I actually think is superior. I know that makes me a fucking heretic, but I love his movie. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, and he made Barbara a fucking badass in that movie. Like, I was fucking, I just, I really, 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 really liked it. I just, I can't say anymore.
Yep. Well, Mike, since you like to go last, I will go next.
Yep.
And I'm going to mix it up slightly, because I had two that kind of stood out to me. Without Warning. Mike, you actually sent this to me.
I did, sir.
I was a little excited to see it, because I know this was something that was hard to come by and was not even really released on DVD. And it's just like, oh, it's this really underground movie.
Scream Factory.
Yeah. Scream Factory release. This is going to be awesome. I see why it didn't really get a release. Once again, Scream Factory, I'm kind of upset with you. Why are you putting out shit like this when you could be putting out awesome stuff like Madman? Again, put out Madman. God damn. This movie is not good, by the way.
So you'll never watch it again, you're figuring?
No, no, I have no intent of watching Without Warning ever again.
Did you watch it by yourself, or did you watch it with someone?
I watched it with the puppy.
Aww. Did the puppy like it?
No.
He scarred the puppy for life.
She didn't even find it entertaining.
Really?
She fell asleep during it.
Wow.
Yeah. But the second standout is a Canadian TV series, and I just watched the first season, Darknet. Fucking cool. I actually like it. It's only a half hour long each episode. Which gives me hope for Evil Dead only being a half hour long, because they actually managed to pull it off. Most of the episodes are pretty fucking entertaining. So, good job. Good job, Canada.
What's it about?
Each episode is actually something different, and it's almost like The Twilight Zone or one of those shows, except it's a little bit more twisted. And they actually start to interweave the different episodes together.
So, oh, okay.
The first episode is all based around this one character, and then I think five or six episodes later, she comes back, and I was all like, oh, she's not going, oh, she is! Yes!
Okay.
So, it was cool.
Wait.
So it's not like Tales from the Crypt, where every episode's completely different. It's not kooky or you know, dark one day and then kooky and funny the next.
No, it's all based in this same world, same universe, and Darknet is this website where paranormal or dark and macabre things get posted, and it's all about the videos, the story behind the videos, kind of. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And question for you, when you were watching this Darknet and you made that, you know, you had that realization, did you really, as you were watching it, did you just sit there, oh my god, yes, or whatever the fuck you said. Did you really do that?
That was a little too exaggerated, but no, that was the internal monologue where, you know, the anticipation's building up, and it's like, no, no, you're not. You are. Yeah, good job, Darknet.
See, but I want...
It was almost... It was along the same lines as Wolf Creek 2, but that one actually got me so hooked and so captivated that it actually went from internal to external as I was cheering the movie along because it was that fucking cool. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Wolf Creek 2, there's something fucking wrong with you. Go see it.
I concur. I want to know. See, I want your internal monologues to become external monologues. And you need to start recording all your monologues, because I need to hear them, and then I need to take them and cut them up and make fun of them.
Yeah, no, that's way too much work.
It's not, really, because I consider that to be, you know, entertainment for me, so.
Well, watch a movie or two and let that be your entertainment.
Yeah, but then I don't... Well, you know what? Maybe I should sit there and watch a movie and then, like, put myself in your place and have, like, what I call the Rhodes King monologues as I'm watching it.
You mean actually get into the movie and not sit there and bitch about it because Donald Pleasance isn't in it?
Exactly. I'll just sit there and I'll be like, I'll sit there and I'll be like, I'll get in. I'll be like, okay, I'm watching this movie. I am not Michael J. I am John Rhodes. So I will sit there and I'll be like, John Rhodes, okay. What would I do? John Rhodes. And I'll just search my brain for, like, different reactions as I'm watching the movie. So I'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden, I'll just sit there. I'll be like, oh, my God. And then I'll be like, this is fucking awesome. I'll be like, no, you didn't. You are fucking the man.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say those lines. However, yeah. I don't know if I said this on the last show or not, but when I was watching...
Fucking stop that car!
When I was watching The Town That Dreaded Sundown continuation, I guess we were calling it.
Yes.
With the girlfriend, when the guy was getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
Just as soon as I realized what scene was being reenacted, I turned to my girlfriend and I was like, they're going to get fucked. Turned back and he gets shot right in the face. I was like, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. So wait, but technically they didn't get fucked. He got shot in the face. I mean, she did get fucked because she got pissed, you know, down her throat. But... They didn't get fucked.
That's not literally what I meant, Mike. I meant they were going to get fucked up. They were going to die. They were going to be murdered. Yeah.
See, what I thought you were going to say was what I thought was going to happen was the guy was going to come in and he's going to be like, pull down your pants. Pull down your fucking pants. And see, that's Rhodes' version of the killer. I mean, even though that's how he said it in the movie, that's how Rhodes would talk. Like, if he was the killer, he'd be like, pull down your fucking pants and take out your... I'm gonna take out my fucking cock and I'm gonna fuck you in your fucking asshole.
Well, that's normally what I say on the weekend, but you bring up a good point of you really had to play out that entire scene in the intro of the last episode. I mean, you could have cut it at any point, but...
Yeah, I just felt like the whole way out. I felt like doing that, and I figured the stabbing was, you know, just a great way to just, like, kill to the music. So I was like, all right, cool, we'll do it that way.
I would have personally cut at the take off your pants, but you know, that's just me.
Well, that's, you know, that's just because you want somebody to tell you to do that. Yeah.
Touché.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the right, only reaction I got was touché.
Yeah. Hey, when you finally get one, you get one, buddy. What am I supposed to say?
I agree. Well, then,
I mean, shit, it's only been 41 episodes and you finally got one on me,
Jesus
so.
Jesus Christ, I know. I'm surprised.
Well, Mike, did you watch anything?
In the mornings now, they're on season 6 of Leave It to Beaver again, so I'm revisiting those episodes. That's the final season, you know? It's...
What is it that you like about Leave It to Beaver so much? I need to know.
Casey, you have Netflix, right?
I do.
Okay, what you need to do is they have all 6 seasons, which consists of 234 episodes in total. You need to sit down and marathon all 234
episodes. No. I've seen Leave It to Beaver, but I could never get into it, I guess. I just want to know, like, what your fascination is with it.
Well, see, here's the thing. And I like classic TV for whatever reason, like The Honeymooners with Jackie Gleason and that. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite shows. So I didn't think I was going to like Leave It to Beaver that much, but I guess last year I was looking for something to watch on Netflix while I was eating pancakes, and I was like, what could I watch? I'm like, Leave It to Beaver. I'm like, they have all 6 seasons, and each season has 39 episodes. I'm like, let's see what we can do. So I sat there, and I think during the course of eating my pancakes, I watched episode 1, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to continue, and I will watch another one. So I watched episode 2, and then 3, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm hooked. And then the next morning, I went back, and I did it again, and did it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, until I was done.
So, Mike...
No, I see what you did. You conditioned yourself because you were eating pancakes, and you watched Leave It to Beaver, so you have, like, those good feelings of pancakes and Leave It to Beaver, so that's why you like it so much.
Right, and then now, every morning, when I have my coffee, or and whatever else I do for, like, breakfast, if I have Leave It to Beaver on, which I normally do...
That you have to have pancakes.
Right. Or some other sort of breakfast food. I mean, and the thing is, now that I'm into, like, Sons of Anarchy, I try to do the breakfast with Sons of Anarchy, but the problem is, it doesn't feel right, so I can't really eat while I'm watching Sons of Anarchy.
You need to have, like, a beer, like, some meth or something.
Right. I need to feel like a man when I'm watching Sons of Anarchy, not a pussy, so.
Well, that's got to be hard for you.
Oh. Oh.
Well, here's my question, Mike. When's the last time you've watched a movie?
Oh, let's see.
Was it when we forced you to watch The Town That Dreaded Sundown?
Yep, that was
which,
it.
Which, honestly, right? I'm surprised you even watched it.
Well, I had wanted to see it. That's why I bought it off Amazon for $10.
Okay. So you realize that in the upcoming future, we're doing a Bigfoot show, and I'm requiring you to watch at least 2 Big Feet movies.
2? Oh, well, you're going to be lucky if I get Exists. And for that to happen, Exists has to be out on the DVD or Blu-ray, because I will not be able to download the feature presentation of that. So.
Well, then I am requiring you to watch at least 1 Bigfoot movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to make that be The Legend of Boggy Creek?
Yup.
You son of a bitch. Well, then if I have to watch
I'll be
it,
watching
fucking, okay, well then Casey's got to watch it too. That's right. Because I just, I told you, I just found that DVD, so I got to send that over to you. I guess John needs it too, right? Yeah.
No, I'm cool. But
you're not cool. This is like the newly cheesy flicks remastered version. You fucking need this one.
All right, I'll take it. But that'll be the one we'll cover in the beginning. So, Boggy Creek. Because Mr. Pierce is actually starting to become a friend. I know he doesn't really like me, but the script's really coming along.
I cannot believe this. You do realize that you're really getting involved with, like, dark shit, and a demon is going to come to your house and going to stay there. It'll possess your puppy.
No.
As long as it doesn't piss on the floor anymore.
The puppy will be like,
that could be kind of cool for the talent show, puppy. Having my dog walk on the ceiling.
The fucking, what talent show are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said, for a minute I thought you were going to say your work has a talent show or some shit.
That would just be retarded, Mike.
Well, you know, the children that you work with, you know, maybe to, you know, get their aggression out, they put on a talent show and, like, you know, hey, I'm going to show you how I nunchuck somebody in the fucking face. And then they fucking get nunchucks and they fucking smack you in the face.
Mike, they don't have talent.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Well, see, people would say that I don't have talent, but, you know, I know that there are probably some people that would disagree with that statement, but, you know.
Well, I'm right now saying any listener out there that actually believes Mike has talent, please contact us. I will give you a bonus point towards our giveaway, which, since we're bringing that up, Let's discuss our giveaway right now, shouldn't we?
Because, you know, we kind of threw it in the last show at the end point. I did make it, you know, I made an effort to, in the write-up, you know, put in all capital letters to listen to the end for the giveaway.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it was a little hard to get the last time. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. Don't care. Yeah. Here in the beginning, we're giving it to you right now. First question, and Mike, should we give him the second question now?
Well, do you want to give it both? Do you want to give them both together now?
Yeah, why not?
We'll do that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, so first question.
Yes,
you have to get both of these fucking questions right.
Both of the fucking questions giveaway. Right, not both of the questions. Both of the fucking questions.
Yeah, yeah. So, question number one.
Yep.
What is each of our individual favorite movie? So you have to tell us what Mike's favorite movie is, my favorite movie, and Casey's favorite movie is. Now, for question number two, you have to tell us what is the first holiday slasher.
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
First holiday slasher film. Now, to simply enter, all you need to do is hit us up on Facebook on one of our posts, message us, or email us, or call. And Mike, why don't you give them that lovely information?
Well, if you want to email us at themorbidlymade@gmail.com. And if you want to call, and even if you don't want to answer the questions, just leave us a message. I might play it on here. You never know.
Well, Mike's just lonely, and he wants somebody to call him and fucking talk to him.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's 215-240-7839. Call us up. Talk to us, please. Well, talk to me. Because, honestly, when we're not recording, I'm the only one here. So, I would be the only one answering your call.
The telemarketers even stopped calling because Mike would talk to them forever.
Honestly, you know what? That's not a lie. That is the truth.
Hi, sir. Could I interest you in some unlimited... Yes, please, go on. Have you ever seen Halloween 6, the producer's cut?
Well, that's the funniest thing, because the last time, you know, before the telemarketer stopped calling, they, you know, the last time they called, I answered the phone, and they're like, we'd like to sell you. I'm like, you know what? I'd like to sell you on something today. Have you seen the Halloween 6 producer's cut? It's part of this brilliant Halloween box set from Scream Factory, and I think you need to buy it.
Please call him. Anything to get him away from Leave It to Beaver. Please call him, people.
You know what? And you know what? I got to start watching Leave It to Beaver. Like, I think while we're recording and I have Skype up, I should have another window with Netflix up.
Sorry, John.
And then that way I could have Beaver and we could record at the same time. So I could hear Beaver and I could hear you guys. Then the best of both worlds is combined at that point.
All right, shut up, Mike. Here's the deal. The giveaway is not completely determined yet. I will tell you guys this much, okay?
Are you going to tell them some of like what we have? Is that what you're going to tell them?
Well, I'm not giving them... Should I give them all the details?
You mean details as of what's going to be given?
Yeah.
You might as well.
All right. Well, here's the deal, people. I kind of dislike giveaways where I'm giving you this DVD or this Blu-ray, and you may not even like the fucking movie. So here's the deal. We're giving you a gift card. An Amazon gift card for $30. You might be able to get one or two Blu-rays for that.
I thought it was 25. Is it 30?
It's 30.
Wow.
Here's the deal. You think that's decent? All right. I'm chucking in a little bit of my own money here. I'm going to give you also a $30 gift card to Fright Rags, because who doesn't love some Fright Rags fucking shirts?
Are you fucking serious? Really?
Nice. Yep. I want this giveaway. I know the answer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And because I am who I am, I'm chucking in something that you... I'm not going to say you fuckers because I'm not John Rhodes, but you people can't listen to fucking drinking or donut. I can't even imitate him because I'm going to start laughing really hard. shut the fuck up, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to toss it and leave it to Beaver.
You know what? If I had, look, if I had a fucking $150 to spare, I would sell, I would, you know, throw in that whole 6-season DVD set that Shout Factory put out. You know what? That, you know what? All right. If anybody wants to get me a present, I'm going to tell you right now. $150, the Leave It to Beaver complete series set, all 6 seasons, DVD set from Shout Factory. It's $150, probably cheaper, but that's $150 is as cheap as I can find it right now. So there you go. But no, I'm going to throw in the Blu-rays of The Burbs and Deranged. Two great films that, who doesn't like The Burbs? And Deranged is a really fucked up kind of Ed Gein type story. I enjoy it. That stars the old man, neighbor from Home Alone.
Nice.
So there you go, people. That will be tuberculosis. But those are what we plan on giving you. So you're looking at $60+ value right there.
Well, $60+ and then, you know, yeah, $60+, yeah.
For answering two fucking questions. Two questions.
Wait, you have to get them right, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them.
And all parts of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're a listener of this show and can't get at least two of them right off the bat, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Listen to him talking to you people. Are you going to take that?
Well, it is my birthday.
You guys' movies are easy. Everybody knows what your favorite one is. So it's mine. That's kind of hard.
All right. Well,
sorry.
We're going to take... We're going to take a little break. Mike is going to go get a shot of penicillin or something, because what the fuck, man? And we will be right back with the party.
Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh. Santa's on his way. Hip, hip, hooray for Christmas vacation. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That's how it's done on Christmas vacation. Let's go let the homes and light the lights. And when the nights are peaceful and serene, we can cuddle up and do our Christmas dreaming.
Hey, this is Scott Summerton, host of Guilty Pleasure Cinema, occasional guest and co-host of The Morbidly Made, also a co-host with John of Turning Heel. We haven't done an episode of that since January. No, it was March. It was WrestleMania. We only did the one. Haven't done one since. So, I was calling in to wish John a very happy birthday for this special occasion, but I had to turn heel on him and say, no, I'm not. Wait, no, crap, I already did. Ah, damn it. Mike, don't air this. Or air, whatever. I'm turning heel now. Air it anyway. But seriously, happy birthday. Congratulations. Have a good one.
Okay, first I was just going to come in here and just give John Rhodes a really nice compliment and wish him a happy birthday. But first, I have to address, what the fuck, Mike, with that goddamn fucking voicemail? You just refer yourself in the third person. You can leave Mike a direct line. Like, shut up. Or it may be played on the air. Like, how many people are fucking calling in every week? Come on. Don't be that guy. I'll break your fucking computer. I got a question. What does it feel like to be a fucking no-legged cocksucker? How about that? Play that one on the air, dummy. Anyway, John Rhodes, happy 31st birthday. One of the reasons I like you and I respect you is the fact that you're genuine. You don't come on there. You don't try to edit yourself a certain way. You're just you. You're a one-take kind of guy, just like me. But that's the main reason. It's just being genuine. And unfortunately, this world of podcasting, when it comes to horror, there's not a lot of people like that. And I just continue to wish you a lot of success and just keep doing what you're doing, being yourself. You're connecting with a lot of great people. And I do like listening when I have the chance. As for Mike, Jesus Christ, knock it off with that fucking message. I will fucking take away your mom's shit pan. By the way, you should be cleaning out her ass in a couple minutes. I'm sure she probably had Chinese food. All right, happy birthday, John. Take care. Mike, fuck you.
Happy birthday to John Rhodes, Captain Profanity himself.
It is up to you to determine whether you wish to subject yourself to fear, terror, and shock. Because of the bizarre nature of this birthday party, pray you are not invited.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the VIP lounge of my birthday party.
Aw, is it sleepy?
Here's the time where you take your clothes off and we get to have a little bit of fun.
All right, hold on. Her pants are coming off.
Not you. You keep those on. Everyone else, take a little bit off and start to enjoy. All right, so here's the deal. You should have at least one drink in by now. I mean, come on, it's a fucking party.
You think you should have one drink in.
If you're Michael J., you've had one and are fucking plastered. For the average person, grab a drink, man. It's a fucking party. Let's have some trivia. Let's have some bullshit. Who fucking cares? If you're looking for something meaty, you're looking for something amazing, like the towns that dreaded this or that. No, fuck you. Not this time. This is bullshit. And that's it.
That's it. Well, should I start with a round of questioning for you? Obviously, I'm out because I know the answers.
Yeah, you can hit us with a question.
Okay.
And I say lung cancer. That's lung cancer.
Ah. No, there's a bunch of phlegm in my throat from the sickness. What year did Michael J. make his first film? Now, do you want multiple choice?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Was it 1987? 1988? Or 1990?
I'm going to go with 87.
I'll say 88.
One of you was right, and one of you was wrong.
You kind of have to tell us.
So, okay. Well, John, you got it with 1988. My first film was Camp Out Nightmare. Yes.
Right.
There you go.
All right.
I figured you would have gotten that because I said in 2013, which was last year, was the 25th anniversary. But I'm surprised maybe, John, actually you were listening. You're going to make me cry. Okay.
Oh, come on, Mike. You remember the Rabbit and Red show that was all about you, and I was the only person that called in and left a message and all that big deal? Yeah.
Wait, you did?
Yeah, I was the only fucking one.
Oh, that's right. Did they ever play that?
Yep.
Oh, they did. Okay. I wouldn't know because I didn't listen back to it, so I don't know. Okay.
Well, what? Here, I have a question.
What's your question?
Or both of you guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
if you had to live in a horror movie world, which one would you pick? Now, I'm saying, like, Friday the 13th, you would live in that world.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. I would definitely live in Freddy's world because, you know, he has all this crazy hallucinogen dreams and stuff. So it'd definitely be, like, a trip.
Okay. Mike?
I think we know where I would live. And
yeah.
That would be Haddonfield, Illinois, and Halloween.
Okay.
Because, you know, I would like to, you know, emulate Loomis because, in, you know, when I would get there, he would still be alive in the world, and I would be his protege.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I don't know where to go with this because I have two possible answers, and yeah, I'm going to answer my own fucking question. You know why? Because fuck you. Either Child's Play, because
what?
It's a fucking doll.
That's bullshit.
Dude, not scary.
That's retarded. No,
you punt him, and no more threat.
No, because his soul is still in the doll, and punting him is not going to kill him. It would just make him bleed, and then be like, I'm stuck in this body too long.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in this goddamn body too long. And Rhodes
can't just punt him. Baboo, 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 whatever his chant is. I can never get it right. Bring me the power, I beg of you.
Or, I would live in Romero's zombie world, because fucking badass would that be?
You know what? I'm honestly surprised that you didn't say you'd live in the cabin with Ash and those people.
Oh, fuck you, man. That's terrifying. Hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, so I get it. It's okay to watch Bruce on the screen, but when you get the opportunity to live in his world, fuck no. Bruce, you suck.
No. It's not that he sucks. I don't want to be trapped in a cabin where my friends are being possessed by demons and then saying horrific shit, disfiguring themselves, and the only way to stop them from killing you is to dismember them.
Okay, hold on a second.
No. Then you would have to cut your girlfriend's head off, and then that would not be good. Yeah.
Well, no. None
John,
of that sounds
John
good.
Would be like, I can cut the girlfriend's head off and then use it and constantly give myself Rhodes' head.
Because
he'd be possessed. You'd be possessed.
Mike, that would be in the Evil Head universe.
Ah.
Yeah. There you go.
Now, not Evil Dead, Evil Head.
Now wait, did you say that they were figuring or fingering themselves?
What?
Because before when you were talking, you said that they had to finger themselves out, and I thought you meant, instead of saying finger, I thought you meant figure. I wasn't sure.
Like I said, they were disfiguring themselves.
For a minute I thought you said they were fingering themselves.
Wow, someone's mind's in the fucking gutter.
Right? He's in the Evil Head universe.
That's right.
I know. Holy shit, man.
That's all right. Exactly right.
Casey, you got a question for us?
Sure. Okay, it's for both of you. Mm-hmm. Who would you marry, fucking kill, and why? Would you marry Lori from Halloween, Reagan from Exorcist, or, let's say, Sherry Moon Zombie in any of her roles? Marry, fucking kill. You have to say each one.
Mike, go ahead.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I would I would kill Lori, because she's just too fucking boring. I would probably marry Sherry Moon Zombie, just because I could see myself marrying that, just because she seems wild. And I would probably just fuck Reagan, because I would assume that I can throat fuck her, and I would like make her like spit pea soup, you know, as she's like going at it, you know. She can like loop me up with the pea soup, like wah, 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 wah.
Oh man.
Well, there's a reason you and I are actually friends, Mike, because I almost agree with you on all those points, except for your reasoning. Yeah, I would kill Lori, too, because the other two are just more interesting. I would fuck Reagan, because who doesn't want some demon pussy? And Sherry Moon Zombie? Yeah, why not? It's Sherry Moon Zombie, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like her rear. Yeah.
Well, you've seen it in every single movie.
Oh, that's right.
But from my point of view, I guess I would marry Lori because she seems like she would be a good housewife, you know?
Yeah.
I would definitely kill Reagan because she's a fucking demon and she's fucking, you know, she has a potty mouth, like, for a 13-year-old or however she's supposed to be. And Sherry Moon Zombie, I guess I would fuck her because, you know, she would be wild, like Mike said. But I wouldn't marry her, I don't think.
Okay.
Well, the way I see it, you'd only get one good fuck out of Reagan before she just totally turns like South, because you know.
Oh yeah, totally yeah, agree. So
that's why you can only really do her once, and then. But see, Sherry Moon Zombie, you know, you can like stretch her out into like a lifetime of fucks. You know what I mean? So that's just how that would work.
True. True.
Well, Mike, you got another trivia question for us? Which, by the way, people, if you miss these, you should be drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You should be drinking. Well, yeah, you should be drinking regardless. Yeah. What the hell? I'm trying to think of one that I had that let's see.
How many movies has Donald Pleasance been in?
Actually, film and television appearances. What do you think? I'll give you. Yeah, that'll be another multiple choice.
Film and television.
Yeah, film Jesus and television Christ, total. Just do a ballpark, and I'll give it to whoever is the closest.
What? I thought this was multiple.
Well, no, just ballpark it. Just guess it.
Okay.
Because I don't know the exact number, but I know I know close enough. So I'll give you who is ever closest.
Casey.
Huh?
Go ahead, Casey, because
I didn't hear the question.
No, it was Donald. Try to guess how many film and TV appearances he's made, and whichever one is the closest out of both of you, I'll give it to.
200.
God damn you!
I was gonna say in his entire career, Johnson,
yeah, he was old and kind of a whore for money, so
extra yeah. points for his first film ever.
So 350.
John pretty much hit it right on the nose with 200.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
How much? How many?
I don't know the exact number. I just know it was around 200.
227 to be exact.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I cheated.
Yeah, of course you did. All right, then if you cheated, what's his first film?
I have no idea.
The Beachcomber.
Give me multiple choice.
The Beachcomber, 1954. Oh. I'll answer for you.
I would have never got that.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't.
Not surprised. All right, my turn.
Yeah.
What is the most...
Isn't it funny how I ask like the pointless trivia, and you guys are more, you know...
Just like the fun ones, right. Random ones.
Right. Because I'm not fun.
You can come, just exactly come up. Just come up with one. It doesn't matter. I'm making them up as I go along.
Right,
dude. You're the Rain Man of horror. How would people not expect you to do this?
I expect myself not to do it. But okay.
Yeah. Well, here's my question: what would you find to be the most horrific horror film to be in?
That's a kind of a hard question because there's a lot of horrific ones out there. To be in, like, as an actor or just, like, as a character?
No, that you would actually live in. This world is real, and you are okay. In this situation.
Oh, definitely The Thing, then, because, fuck, that's just a scary situation in itself because they're fucking in Antarctica, which is fucking cold as shit. They're claustrophobic, like, and there's an alien shapeshifter fucking crazy monster. and you don't know who's bad and who's good. That would be my answer. I would not want to be in that situation.
Mike?
I would not want to be in Piranha. Because, number one, I can't swim. And number two, those fucking fish.
But, Mike, what Piranha?
Yeah, Piranha's good. But
the first one,
good.
The second remake, the last remake, the sequel. Well, the sequel is the same universe. So,
I'll give it
you got to pick from the three.
No, there's four.
There's four?
There's the original from 78.
Yeah.
Then there's Piranha 2, The Spawning.
Well, that's the 81. Same universe. That's the same universe. I'm saying... It's the same universe.
Yeah,
you would still be in
then
that
there's
situation.
Really, all right, well, then if you do that, then there's really only two.
Because
Piranha 3DD is in the same universe as Piranha 3.
No. But it was remade in the 90s. Corman remade it again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I still got to get that one. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Because in Piranha 2, The Spawning from 81 that was directed by James Cameron, I would say that one only because fucking they flew in that bitch. Like,
really?
They literally, like, jumped out at you. Oh, yeah, you've got to see that one. That one's actually pretty interesting. Casey, if you've never seen them, don't worry, you will.
What, Piranha?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen them.
Okay.
And plus the noise that they make when the fish, you know, when the fishies attack you, that really kind of scares me. Fuck it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be eaten alive by piranhas. That would be bad.
All right. Well, here's mine. I agree with Casey. I would not want to be in the thing situation because you are completely and utterly isolated, cut off from the world. Mm-hmm. Surrounded by a terrain that will kill you. And in this situation, you have the most horrific thing possible, and it could be any single person around you. You are forced to be 100% paranoid, unable to trust anything. That is
anything.
Terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck that, man. I'd probably be like the doctor and just kill myself.
Right, the one that goes crazy and fucking tries to shoot everybody.
Yeah, once I realized what was going on, I'd probably kill myself, too.
That's because he is a pussy.
No, I just realized the depth of the situation and the fact that I could not win.
Mm-hmm. How do you know you can't win?
Nobody wins in that situation. I mean, we don't know what happens to them at the end, but I'm assuming they freeze to death.
Probably. Just like in The Shining.
Well, actually, I have an outline for a sequel to that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go.
The Shining?
No, not The Shining. Stephen King wrote that sequel.
Yeah, the book really isn't
that
good.
Right.
No, I actually figured out a way to make a sequel to The Thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, really?
Mike, you've heard it before.
If I did, I don't remember it, so enlighten me.
Oh, you want it? My pitch would be that we actually jump to the present day. And
so wait, hold on. The Thing is in the U.S., maybe not Antarctica?
Mike, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, okay. Well, you said present day, so it makes me think, you know. Okay.
Yeah, we jump to the present day. The military is aware of what happened. Hmm. They have the entire region secured. No one is allowed in or out. You know, it's a hard zone. No one goes in or out. And eventually, this new up-and-coming military officer attempts to investigate because he's cocky. He wants to solve this and end it once and for all and ends up starting to unleash what had happened in the 80s. And we just get this on a grander scale with this military base, and it's growing. And you're with military officers, so you have weapons, and you just get to watch this horrific thing take over this base and just expand, and the paranoia build, just put the exact same thing in a bigger scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly would end it on a note where you are questioning as to if there's a survivor or if the thing made it out.
And then you'll be like, well, we'll wait for part three.
Nope. I have no idea.
Where
I
the
would
thing
honestly...
attacks New York.
No, I would honestly...
No, that would ruin
the
it.
The thing takes Manhattan.
No, Mike, you end
it
just like
going around
Halloween
the fucking
five.
City like...
No, that's dumb. That's something you would write. Here's the thing. You end it just like Halloween 5, drop the mic with the mystery. So everyone's like, oh God, what happened?
The fuck are you talking about drop the mic with the mystery? What?
Halloween 5, the man with the thorn tattoo. They never answered it. The filmmakers didn't even have the answer. They just wanted
Mike. Yeah, but
Mike
they answered it in 6, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, but that was years later and somebody made that up. I have no answer. You leave it as the mystery. So people are leaving discussing, was he the thing? Was he a person? Yeah.
Well, I have the answer that he attacks New York in the next fucking installment. Then, you know what? He goes down to, you know what? No.
Answer to Halloween 2 was that once Michael Myers had his head cut off in H2O, he sews it back on.
Yeah, that's exactly 100% logical. And then you had, like I said, the students, because they take them into, like, you know, for criminology students, and they fucking shoot it with electrical impulses in the brain to kind of, like, zap it back to life. And then he starts killing all the students on the campus, and then he goes back in search of Haddonfield again and, you know, is reborn. Yeah, but no, but with the whole thing, you know, I just figured out a thing. Okay, the thing doesn't take New York, okay, because that's too broad. That's maybe a little bit of a bullshit thing, and nobody will get that when I get that. Here's what can happen. Check this out. Okay, the thing is actually, like, it gets inside of a person, right? Like, it shifts, and it gets inside a person. It hops in a car, and it goes down to Florida. And it goes to that Universal Horror Nights. And then the thing is in Universal Horror Nights. So you think, and then it gets a job as a makeup artist because it steals this person's portfolio and then goes and, like, shows it. And they're like, oh, we really like your portfolio. We'll hire you. So, you know, the thing, like fucks with the voice box inside of the person that is saying, like, you know, so then they take the job. So then, like, on the hot, you know, the night of
Mike.
The big...
That is not going to... That
wait.
Is not happening.
Mike. So, hold
Mike.
On a minute. But the grand
Mike.
Opening of Universal Horror Nights, right? What happens is all of a sudden it's like... and it fucking, like, attacks and, like, eats the shit out of everybody. And then that's, like, the whole... Like, it all builds up. And the final scene of the movie is the opening of Universal Horror Nights where all hell breaks loose and they're all fucking trapped in this maze and they can't get away from the thing. Yes.
No,
no.
That's perfect. No, there's no part two, and I'm making the call right now. You are cut off. No more. Go get some water.
For real.
Oh, God. Casey, it's your turn.
Okay, I have one for Mike. Okay. Would you rather...
Yes.
...be... anally raped by Donald Pleasance.
Okay.
And I'm talking about, like, rape. Like,
okay.
Physically raped,
like,
by Donald
literally,
Pleasance.
Literally, like, okay. Right.
Not,
there's no
not
love,
pleasure.
There's no pleasantness.
There's no,
right. Do I get
no
to, do I get something to bite down on?
No.
No. Okay. No. Or suck Bruce Campbell's dick, but receive $1 million after it.
Mike, think of all the Blu-rays you could buy.
Yeah.
No, I'm taking it up the ass from Donald.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to suck that prick's cock for anything.
But this is not pleasure. I know Donald is, you know, this is your, you know, chance to meet him and, you know, tell him how much he means to you, but no, he doesn't give a fuck. He's just
that's,
gonna rape.
That's fine. I'll take that over that prick's cock any day of the week.
All right, Mike.
All right.
Your turn.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is going in a totally different direction.
Sorry. It goes from the thing to Michael J. getting raped
hey,
by Donald.
Hey, it's just because hey, just because my idea for the thing 3 trumped John's idea for the thing 2. That's not my problem.
Yeah, because a military quarantine zone with soldiers that are paranoid of each other.
Dude, but don't
does
understand.
Not compare yeah, to but, yeah, but, Universal Horror Nights.
Yeah, but at the end of your thing, like, they get out of that zone and he's on the road, you know, just driving down to Florida.
No, it would be a rescue.
Why does he have to, why does it have to come to Florida? Like,
because Universal Horror Nights is in Florida.
In California, too.
Yeah, but Florida's nicer.
Okay, whatever.
There's no smog in Florida. The thing doesn't like true. Smog.
How do you know that?
Because the thing told
nobody
me.
Know,
he's like,
nobody knows about
the
thing.
Smog, I hate smog.
Water, Mike.
No, water. No, no. Yeah, I think Mike's drone.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got this one. Check this out. All right. How many Children of the Corn movies are there?
Four, I think.
No. Are we all together?
All together, including...
Nine.
Oh, damn.
Hold on. Hold on. I gotta count these up myself. Give me a second.
Really? There's nine fucking Children of the Corn?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you got it.
Damn.
Fuck. Yeah, that's right, bitch. At first I was going to say there's 10, but yeah, you're right. There is 9, because you got Children of the Corn 1, 2, 3, Fields of Terror, 4, whatever. No, 3 was Urban Harvest.
Yep.
4 was The Gathering. Oh. 5 was Fields of Terror. 6 was Isaac's Return. 7 was Revelations. And then 8 was Genesis. But then 9 was the 2009 remake that aired on Sci-Fi. Yes.
Which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I like that remake, because apparently it stays closer to the book.
Hmm.
If you've never seen it, Casey, you
that.
Will.
No, I think I saw that remake, yeah.
It's yeah. better. I mean...
that came on Sci-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one. And actually, all of them are available on Blu-ray, except for 2 and 7. Yeah, 2 and 7. Yeah, okay. 2 and 7. Okay, so that's your Gimpy Savant question. So let's get to a non-stupid question.
It wasn't stupid.
Yes, it was. Continue.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to open up my other water bottle while I'm sitting here. My orange fucking... Where the fuck is my orange water? There it is.
Wow. fuck. Let's see. Something I can actually stump you guys with.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yes, stump me. I don't think so.
Well, we'll see, buddy. We'll see. Casey, why don't you go? Give me a moment to think.
No, I'm still thinking, too.
Okay. Mike?
Yeah.
Who was the girl hung up on the antlers in Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you really going here?
Yep.
Linnea Quigley.
Fuck.
Who was her boyfriend?
In Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Yes, sir.
The blonde guy?
Yep, I've said this. I've said this before, probably on numerous shows. And, yeah.
I have no idea.
His name is Leo Getter. And you may know Leo Getter better as... Barry Sims from Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers.
Oh. Okay.
I love that. Oh. Okay, that sounded like so 80s talk-ish. Ow. It almost was like a Cleveland, like, ow.
You got me good with that one, man.
Oh no, here we go. Here we go.
Oh shit, that's too funny.
Alright, Mike. Now, if you had to pick... Well, this will actually go to both of you. If you had to pick a horror icon as your roommate,
yep.
Who would it be?
That's a good question. I have two. It would be either John Carpenter, because I really like him as a director, or Tom Savini, because of makeup effects, and I can learn a lot from him.
Nice. Mike?
So not the character, but the real person?
It can be a character.
Yeah, it could be a character. Oh. I just chose.
Loomis. Give me Loomis. I'll do Loomis.
Not Donald Loomis?
Well, Donald is Loomis in a sense, so.
Yeah, but I get going with Loomis, because Loomis is actually still... No, he's dead too in the movie universe. So either way, you got a rotting corpse as your roommate. Good job, buddy.
A zombie Loomis.
I would reanimate him. You know, I know exactly what I would do. I would attach like electrodes to his brain and then shock him back to life.
All right.
That should work. Then they would go up to me and be like, Michael J. Friend? And I'd be like, yes, I am your friend. You are my friend. We will be friends together.
Well, I would take the killer from Silent Night, Deadly Night.
What?
Why?
Why? Because...
Naughty!
Exactly. I would always be sitting around convincing him who's naughty.
Dude, no.
Mike would so be late on an edit, and I'd just be like, hey, Mike's pretty naughty, man. He's cursing and doing all this stuff. I mean, look at this guy. He's a real asshole. He's naughty.
Naughty. Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? At one point, you know, you and the girlfriend are going to be around, and you're going to be doing your thing, and all of a sudden, he'll come out and be like, naughty? And then she'll end up impaled on a deer, and you'll just get thrown through a window. And then at the end, you know, and then the thing will come up to the dog, and the dog will be like, burr! And he'll be like, have you been naughty? Burr! And then, you know, he'll just drop the knife, and, you know, he'll walk away, and then the dog will pick it up in its mouth and walk off screen.
No, she'd probably stand there and lick it.
Yeah, and then your blood would be, like, in her stomach.
Yep. All right. Well, let's end on one big one, because this is kind of a downer.
Oh, no.
All right. Here's a two-part question.
Oh, no, not two parts.
What's the worst horror movie you've ever seen?
Oh.
Oh, God, no.
That's hard.
Well, then I will go.
What's the second part of the question?
Well... That comes later.
Oh, okay.
The worst horror movie that I have ever seen, that I at least can recall, was A Haunting in Connecticut, The Ghosts of Georgia.
You forgot A Haunting in Connecticut, too.
Whatever.
Ghosts of Georgia. So you forgot the two.
Yeah. But that's my pick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, no. I'm going to go with something that we talked about. I'm going to go with Return to Sleepaway Camp, because I will say it again, I fucking hated Alan.
That's a contender.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike?
Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Okay. Oh.
Fucking worst. Worst.
He could be wrong, but he's entitled to his opinion.
That's true.
I could be
That's
wrong.
True.
Yeah, you wish I was wrong. It was honestly, it was a toss-up between that and the god-awful Evil Dead remake. So.
Oh, man. Okay, that's your opinion. Anyways, okay, so what's the second part of the question?
Second part of the question is, you are now captured by Jigsaw and forced to either watch this movie forever.
Yeah.
No.
Or die.
I would die. I would die. Because basically, if you're captured by Jigsaw, you're going to fucking die anyway, because those traps are fucking so hard to get out of.
Yeah.
No, the trap is that you are in a room, you will be fed, you just have to watch this movie.
Oh. Well, I'd still choose to die than watch that movie again.
Yeah, there'll be a nice convenient little trap in the corner that you can just go put your head in a bear trap and boom, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too, although I probably wouldn't be able to operate the bear trap right, so, you know.
You just put your head in it.
Well, yeah, I know that, but with my luck, it probably wouldn't snap right and half my head would all be right, like,
Mike,
you know.
You can have the one that pulls your mouth apart.
Yeah, I'll take
and
that.
You just have to turn away from the screens.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Yep.
That. Without a doubt, I will do that, because watching that movie, I consider killing myself twice because it's so fucking bad, just to make it stop.
Wow.
Seriously, the people that made that movie can go fuck themselves, because that is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Oh, boy. Wow.
When I'm literally watching it and 20 minutes in, it's like, oh, there can't be much movie left. I look and it's like, oh, fuck. Maybe I should just kill myself so this ends now. Shit. God, honestly, if anyone out there has seen it and thinks that it's a good movie, please let us know why, because I don't see it at all. At all. Literally, thought about killing myself twice just to make the pain stop of watching it.
Yeah, make that pain stop. Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, well, yeah. Good enough. We're going to take a break and be back with some news.
She said, don't you worry if I disappear. I told her I'm not really looking for another mistake. I called an old friend thinking that the trouble would wait. But then I jumped right in, a week later returned. I reckon she was only looking for a lover to burn. But I gave her my time for two or three nights. Then I put it on pause until the moment was right. I went away 4 months until our paths crossed again. She told me I was never looking for a friend. Maybe you could swing by my room around 10. Baby, bring the lemon and a bottle of gin. We'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m. Baby, if you wanted me, then you should have just said she's singing. Don't laugh when my love, that heart is so cold. All over my own, I don't wanna know that, baby.
I'm sorry, Clark.
This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. God damn it! Son. If you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit!
All right, welcome back, guys. We are back for some news.
Woo! News! Mike's gonna tell us boring shit no one cares about. Woo! Camp Out Nightmare.
Actually, there's no Camp Out Nightmare news this week. Aren't you happy?
After-party news.
All right. Well, first off, I mentioned this. All right. Hold on. What did you send here? And like, because I'm trying to like time out here, and these Facebook, my news feeds up on Facebook as well as the messages, and it's really distracting. Hold on. Let me go to the other messages thing. That's better. This will be much better.
So professional, Michael.
I didn't say
prepared.
I didn't say I was professional. Let's see.
Elevator music now.
Oh yeah. I'll do this one first just because. There we go. You'll never guess which Scream Queen is returning to horror. Yeah. I saw this too, and it's like Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be on this reality. Is it a reality show? It seems like that's what it is.
No, there was a reality show called Scream Queens. This is something else. I don't know. I didn't read the story because whatever.
Well, it says, let's see. The 15-episode hour-long comedy will premiere in fall 2015 with season one revolving around a college campus that's rocked by a series of murders. New settings and storylines will be featured in subsequent seasons of the anthology series. And it's going to be...
Wait. This is an anthology comedy series.
Yes. And it's going to be on Fox. And the guy behind... Yeah,
but
the guy,
so it's going to get canceled four episodes in.
Right. And the guy, but the guy behind American Horror Story is involved with this. And it's going to have Emma Roberts and
he's involved in a lot of shows, though. Like, he's involved in American Horror Story. I think he's involved with Glee. He was involved with fucking Nip Tuck.
Yeah, and Glee's over, and Nip Tuck is over.
But Nip Tuck was a good show, though.
That's what I heard. Glee, just the singing is taking me out of it, because I don't like musicals at all. So.
Oh. Well, if you can say that. I like some musicals, I'll have to say.
Yeah, so... Anyone actually interested in this fucking show?
No, that's why I'm glossing over it, just because I just think it's going to suck. If anybody disagrees with me, then, you know.
I'll wait until there's a trailer or something, but seriously, nah, I'm not interested.
John, you know what the best part is? You sent me the same story twice. I don't know if you realized that, but you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
And it's coming on Fox. Like, the only show I watch on Fox is The Simpsons. That's about it. Like, I don't really watch any Fox shows.
And I'm trying to get back into The Simpsons, like, watching them on a regular, like, thing. But I haven't watched them regularly, and I don't know.
Me neither, but you don't really have to, like, you know, stay current. It's always going to be, you know.
You can hop right back into it whenever, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
Mike.
Do your job. Come on. Sir. We're not paying you for just chit chat, asshole.
You're not paying me at all, sir.
That's true.
Yes. And also, Friday the 13th, if we heard that new remake is now going to take place in the 80s.
Apparently. I hope this happens.
Very excited. Because I think, at least from what I read, they wanted to kind of take it. You know, give it the feel of the original Fridays, like the older Fridays, the classic Fridays, which for me, the classic Fridays ended with Friday 6 because Friday 7 was the first one to use the new Paramount logo. So I consider that the first of the new wave of Friday the 13th.
Well, not only that, Mike, but I don't know if you heard this, but there's also been another announcement. Not only is it going to take place in the 80s and try and recapture the feeling of the original.
Yeah.
They're also going to complicate some relationships. Now,
yeah, it said something about a problematic, that Jason's going to have some problematic, and I'm like, huh? Problematic Jason.
Relationship. Well, here in an interview, Brad Fuller and Andrew Form, whatever. Yeah. That's a fucking stupid last name.
Yes.
They reviewed in an interview.
They revealed
in an interview that sex, drugs, always beautiful people dying, these things cannot change.
Yeah.
And we can develop more problematic relationships with Jason and his mother.
Ooh.
Terrible English, but that's... A different spin. I mean, I don't really think we need his fucking mom, but okay, yeah.
No, I'll go with this.
Well, she starts it off. You kind of need his mom, though. She starts the whole thing off, but yeah, it could be good if they do it right. I hope they do it right.
Yeah, I mean, this actually sounds like it could be promising, and I know I said that when the remake came out in 2009, but I really think that if they do this sounds really, really good.
No.
Yeah, like I really liked the remake, the 2009 one. Like the first 30 minutes was like classic Friday the 13th, and they just fucking ruined it with the dude from Supernatural. Like it just went downhill. But yeah, it's fucking 80s. Hopefully,
or the what's the other guy's name? That Aaron Yeo or whatever I think his name was. That was great.
Okay, Here's my problem with this. I have no fucking faith in these people making a Friday the 13th. The 2009 was not good. And the fact that they're pumping out this information just makes me feel like they're trying to cover up for the fact that this is not going to be good. I don't care about Jason's mom. I never did. I don't think part one is the best. Honestly, I think part two is where the series really kind of picks up. His problematic relationship with his mom. Okay, who's the killer going to be in this? Is it going to be his mom or is it going to be Jason, you know, pushed on by his mommy? Okay, I've seen that one. That one stars Kane, and it's not that good. I don't want Jason's mommy behind him like, they're sinners, son. They have sex and they do drugs. They're the reason that you're this way. They're the ones that made fun of you. No.
Kill
your
mother?
No.
Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they don't fucking do that.
Yeah, I don't care about his fucking mom at all. Start this years down the line where there's an urban legend about this killer and, you know, people just stay out of this region or people go missing in this region. You do it mysteriously and then there's Jason is the badass and he's gonna fucking kill anyone that's there. You don't have to go into this deep explanation. That's how they fuck this shit up. Leave it a goddamn mystery. Yeah, me sitting there trying to figure it out is scarier than any fucking thing you're going to tell me. Especially with his mommy yelling at him and him getting angry. Not scary.
True.
Next, bitch.
We're just Breaking Bad now.
Should I call you? Are you Jesse Pinkman now? Are you fucking Rhodes King Pinkman or what?
No, I never watched that show. Just
you should.
Oh man, John,
fuck that Darknet or whatever it is. Go to Breaking Bad.
No, I'm actually watching Helix now, and that's pretty good.
Fuck Helix.
Oh yeah, almost finished the first season of Helix, and it was good.
Come on, Casey, you know Breaking Bad's better.
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course it's better, see?
Helix is good, too.
Yeah, but John, it doesn't...
You'll definitely get hooked in Breaking Bad. I know there's so much hype on it, but...
John, you need to... Bryan Cranston. I love him.
I'm just tainted by that shitty series he did when I was in high school.
Hey, if you're going to talk about
Malcolm in the Middle,
fuck you. Malcolm in the Middle is great, you asshole.
I fucking hated it.
You're an asshole.
Well, he's a totally different character.
Yeah, no, he totally is. Seriously.
Yeah, it's just every time I see him, I think of that.
Oh, you will not believe
it. Like, even Godzilla, I was expecting fucking Dewey to come up and say something stupid.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You will not...
Actually, it would make it better if Dewey came, because that movie was horrible.
Oh, yeah, Godzilla, yeah. But, but no, dude, Breaking Bad, seriously, you will think totally different about him. Like, that will not overshadow your experience. Just watch the first two episodes. That's all I'm asking. And then you will be on from there. I swear to you, you will.
Yeah, I've got way too much horror stuff to watch right now. Maybe later.
Stop watching horror stuff. Who cares about horror stuff? Seriously.
Oh, we care about horror, though. Yeah,
but I'm telling you. Yeah, but you can take a break for Breaking Bad. Seriously. The fans won't mind. The listeners won't mind. They'll appreciate it better, because I guarantee you the majority of our listeners like Breaking Bad.
So that's fine, man. This is what I'm going to do. Like whatever they want.
I'm going to put a poll out on the group page, and I'm going to say, should John stop watching horror movies for a while and watch Breaking Bad? Yes or no?
Can he do both? He can do both.
Mike, what you mean to say is you're going to ask me to put this poll up, which I'm going to put a third option as you can all go fuck yourself if John's going to watch whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to vote for that option, And guess which one's going to win? I mean, for fuck's sakes, I've got 18 months. I'm going to watch what I want to watch.
Wow, you're linking episodes together. That's brilliant of you, sir. I'm proud of you.
Well, fucking Charles told me that. That's a dick move. I'd at least like the surprise.
Have you talked to him since the show? Has his spirit kind of anally raped you in the night?
No, we've been writing the script. I've already mentioned this, Mike.
Well, I understand that, but like, has it ever came to the point where he comes back and he's like, John, Larry up in heaven wants to know what your asshole feels like. I don't know.
What is wrong with you? Seriously. Mike, you need to drink more water, and you need to get laid or something, man. Holy shit.
It's been a long time. It's been a very long time. Oh, shit.
Well, maybe you should set up that Tinder account, like discussed.
That's just for, like, random hookups. I need the real thing.
You know, I joked, one episode ago, whatever, that I was going to buy you a helmet, making fun of you, calling you a retard.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm just going to get you an escort.
Yeah, but see, yeah. I can't perform if it's not, if there's not real feelings there, it doesn't work.
Well, you can pay her to say she has real feelings.
Yeah, but see, I'll know that she's getting paid to say that she has real feelings, so it won't work.
I will do true romance on you. Where she just randomly meets you and starts talking about Halloween 6 and how Donald's the best. And then I'll have her make gagging noises.
Damn, that's like my dream.
She can go on a couple days with you. She can go on a couple days with you for, you know, a span.
Take you to the movies. Go get pie afterwards.
Pie.
No, pumpkin spice coffee.
Yeah, that'll work.
Pancakes. She has to make them pancakes in the morning, and then they watch Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
And then Halloween 6.
That's my dream.
All right.
See, I don't know if Casey heard this, but I told John before. My dream is to have somebody that I can sit and watch Halloween with. It doesn't have to be Halloween 6, but I would like to have somebody that I can sit and watch Halloween with, because I haven't had that pleasure yet.
Yeah, but then you also said that you would sacrifice your marriage if she didn't like Halloween 6, remember?
Yeah, but I'm willing to negotiate on that at this point.
Okay.
His standards are lowering.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, does she actually have to be a real human being? Like,
yeah, I think she's got to be real at this point.
Yeah.
She's got to be real.
It's not like a situation like her, you know, like your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no. I was thinking more like Lars.
Lars.
I will gather up some pictures. I will email them to a company, Mike, and I can get you a doll that looks exactly like Danielle Harris.
I don't want one.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it can even talk.
I respect her too much. I cannot.
She can quote lines from Halloween.
I cannot do that because that will not work either. Mm-hmm. I will be limp the entire time.
She can come in a clown outfit.
That will definitely not work. That will definitely not work.
How much do those dolls even cost?
Way too fucking much. No John, offense, yeah. Mike. I love you, buddy, but you ain't getting that. Sorry.
That costs like, what, a few thousand?
I don't know. I'd imagine a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a talking one? Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that wouldn't work anyway, because I have too much like respect for her that I can't think of her in that way. I'm serious. I've never done that like and thought of her, because I just can't. It doesn't.
Like, how about like a 1984 Jamie Lee Curtis?
Nope. She never did it for me. She never did it for me.
Linnea Quigley?
No, never did it for me either. Never did it. Nope.
Never did it.
Never did it.
Heather Langenkamp?
No.
Never
did it.
Tina? Ian.
Never did it.
Hmm.
Jenny. About? Jenny from Friday 2.
Never did it.
The fuck, dude? I got nothing.
Right?
I'm very, you know, well, not particular. It's just, I can't, they just don't do it for me. Like, I just don't see the attraction to them.
How about
Neve Campbell? Neve Campbell
from
Scream.
Yeah, she was, well, I've never, I mean, I enjoy her, but I never did it to her because I just, I can't. I mean, I'll tell you a story. I did get a movie. She did
a movie.
Is
this going to be a dirty story?
You'll enjoy it. She did a movie once called When Will I Be Loved? And the whole thing about this was she was going to do nudity in this film for the first time ever. So I went out. When this movie was released, it didn't get a theatrical release, or it got a limited theatrical release, like in New York. So I went and I bought the DVD when it came out. I think I paid like $30 for it. And it was very hard to find. So I watched it. It was like a real artsy type film. Very tough to watch. But I'm like, she's going to be naked in it, so I just want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it. And not until like there were like 10 minutes left in the movie, she's in the shower getting washed, and I don't know what it was, but her nipples were like just weird. I don't know how else to describe it. They were weird. And I'm like, you know what? I sat here for like an hour and a half. I really think that I owe something to myself now for sitting here for an hour and a half.
Oh my God.
So I sat
there. Oh my God. No.
It's just like, it's just like natural. So I'm like, I start going and I'm like, okay.
La 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 la.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, something is going to happen. Something good is going to come from this. I sat there literally.
No, just stop. Just stop.
I had to pause.
You're traumatizing our listeners and.
Right?
I had to pause the DVD because the scene was going to be over and nothing was happening. And like 10 minutes had gone by and the thing was on pause and nothing was happening. So I just gave up.
How about Linda Blair?
Okay.
No. God, no. She's
well, you did say Sherry Moon Zombie.
Well, yeah, even though I've never actually done that to her in real life, you know, in the fantasy world, I would definitely do her in real life.
Okay. So, like, House of a Thousand Corpses, Sherry Moon?
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll do
there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow. Next news story now, please. Holy shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And then I think this is the last one I got. The Ouija is finally getting a Blu-ray release on February 3rd.
That came out like what, 4 weeks ago?
No,
5 weeks ago?
It came out a little longer than that, but still took, you know, I figured it'd be out by fucking December or January at the latest. But it's February, and while it's not the greatest film since, you know, it's. It's worth a look. Check it out. Maybe.
No, it's
right.
You keep saying how shitty it is, and now you're saying people should check it out because it's hitting Blu-ray.
Well, yeah, because it's cheaper to see it on Blu-ray than it is, you know, to pay to go to a theater and see it.
Okay, if it's as bad as you're fucking saying, tell people to fucking pirate it.
All right, fucking pirate it and don't fucking watch it. How about that?
Okay,
save yourself. Save yourself the time then. Fucking don't fucking watch it. Listen to me. It's a fucking moronic fucking piece of shit.
Now you're talking.
When she looks through the eyelet or whatever the fuck it's called,
planchette
or whatever the fuck it is, and sees the fucking ghost world, that is the biggest fucking cop out in the face of fucking horror history. Don't fucking watch this piece of shit.
Mike, you
are
just
you
warmed
mocking
my heart
John?
A little. You just warmed my heart a little, man.
Yeah, why are you mocking John so much? It's his birthday.
Yeah, don't watch that piece. Don't watch the Ouija piece of shit. Watch, go home and watch the Evil Dead remake so you can be groovy all night long.
Fucking right. Actually, I know what I'm watching once we're done. Thanks, Mike.
Are you going to watch the remake or the original?
No, the remake. Fuck you.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, it is your birthday. I just feel sorry for the girlfriend. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to create this monster. It just happened.
All right, well, before we go, let's remind everyone, we got a giveaway, motherfuckers. You want some free shit? We're giving you away free shit. All you got to do is answer two motherfucking questions.
Two motherfucking questions.
Two.
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 Two. Two. Not three, not one, not four. Two.
List our individual favorite movies. Not too fucking hard to do. Listen to the show. Yep. I mean, Mike's still slobbing on Donald's knob, so if you haven't figured it out. And the second question, what is the first holiday slasher film?
Yep. Holiday slasher. What is it?
So, you want some free shit that's worth $60 plus?
Yeah.
Here's how you get it. Let us know on Facebook. Message us. Hit one of the shows up. Leave a response. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Email us, themorbidlymade@gmail.com. Or give us a call, and Mike will probably pick up and talk to you forever.
Right. And but, John doesn't know the number, do you, John?
No, I don't. The but give us a call at
215-240-7839.
There you go, fuckers. You want some free shit? That's how you do it. But here, I want some free shit, too. We're part of legionpodcast.com. It's amazing. Check it out. And while you're there, make sure you download us. This is where you should be downloading us from.
Download right? us, bitches. No.
That's not cool, Mike.
Well, that's what you would say.
They're not bitches. They're not bitches. There are listeners. They are devoted fans. They are the maid.
Oh.
That's right. You fuckers have your own name. You're the maid. The maid. All right? If you enjoy what you're hearing, there's a little donate button on the front page. Give us just a tiny bit. I mean, I don't care what it is. Give us a fucking dollar. You can spare $1 for this shit, right?
Give us a quarter.
Yeah, anything. Anything. I mean, come on. Christ. Mike needs a lot of porn. I mean, you've heard him on this show. He needs fucking porn and bad.
I need porn or a girlfriend, and a girlfriend isn't cheap.
And which one's more likely? Let's face it, people. All right? I need more whore t-shirts because Fright Rags just released their Silent Night, Deadly Night package, and I fucking want it. It's awesome.
Yeah, and the girlfriend hates it. I love it.
I don't care. I am wearing that ugly ass sweater.
I almost
cool.
wish that you would get one just so you could wear it in public around her. So
oh, I definitely
get embarrassed
would.
Of it. I want I that definitely so bad. Would. Yes.
And Casey needs. Casey, what do you need?
I need money. Or makeup supplies. Yeah.
Yes, makeup supplies. Get them all. She needs to start working on her portfolio. Do it. Do it.
Exactly.
So, there you go. Give us some money, and we're going to give you free shit if you can answer two simple-ass questions. I mean, come on. How hard is that? Michael slobs all the time, and come on. I'm grooving. Yeah, you stepped on my toes there. But
because, you know, you said groovy. You carry a groovy whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed it. If not, go fuck yourself. It's my birthday. I can say that.
Should we sing happy birthday to him as we go out?
Oh, fuck you.
You know what, Casey? I think we should. I think that'd be funny.
Well, John, do you want us to sing happy birthday to you?
Oh, fuck him. He wants it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday,
dear John.
Rhodes King, Bruce Campbell, loving faggot.
Maybe singing should have came at the beginning of the show before all the drinking.
Right? Like, sorry, Mike's drunk, but happy birthday, John.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And stay tuned. Terrible 12 will be our next show. And then we're taking a break because fucking Christmas. Everyone,
that's right.
I fucking hate it. I think some of us here hate it.
I think
Casey, you hate it. Mike, you hate it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's a stupid fucking holiday where you're forced to buy gifts for assholes that you don't normally even fucking talk to, but right. You feel guilted into it because it's fucking Christmas.
Right, and it just causes all sorts of depression, so fuck it.
Yeah, more suicides on this time of the year. At least that's what Gremlins told me.
That's, yeah,
fake. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, hey, Christmas show. We're taking it off. And then we'll be back. And big feet. We'll be back.
Well, it'll be the 2-year anniversary of the show.
Yeah.
You know, in January. Probably. So
yeah.
Cool.
Maybe we'll have something big for that one planned. Who knows?
Like with big feet?
Well, you know, John, what they say, big feet and big something else.
I thought it just had big feet.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, yeah, no, there's Bigfoot porn, so. Why does everything sound like
right to him?
Good effects, right? All right.
I don't fucking know.
Later, people. I've got shit to do. It's my birthday. Have fun. Enjoy yourselves. It's National John Day. National do whatever the fuck you want.
King Day.
Happy Born Day.
Happy Born on Sun, bitch. No.
Hey, be groovy.
Oh, the weather outside was whitening till the dog did something frightening. He's got no other place to go. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
And he doesn't show signs of stopping as he sniffs around, he's dropping. You see him everywhere you go.
In the snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
When he finally goes outside, he'll be frolicking round in the storm.
He'll be marking our yard with pride.
You can tell by the steam that it's warm. When the snow begins its thawing, it reveals those puppy drawings. He's a frisky little pooch Van Gogh. Yellow snow, yellow snow, yellow snow.
Come here, Yeller. Come on, boy. Good doggy. Oh, not on Frosty.
He'll be marking our yard with pride. You can tell by the steam that it's warm. Well, he's happy and his tail starts wagging. But the snowman's left side is sagging. There's a little puddle right below. Yellow snow, yellow snow.
Right.